Ernest, what's up? Look, I want to put you onto something that's been making waves in the personal finance world. If you've been relying on Mint to manage your finances, I got some news that might startle you at first. Mint is no more. But hold on, because every cloud has its silver lining, and in this case, that lining is Monarch Money. For those of us searching for a robust, user-friendly alternative, Monarch Money is stepping up to the plate. And from personal experience, it's hitting a home run. Let's get personal for a moment. Managing finances can be a maze of confusion, stress, and time consumption. Believe me, I've been there, jumping from one finance app to another, hoping to find that one platform that simplifies everything. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design transformed my approach to managing finances. What truly sets Monarch apart for me, though, is its collaboration feature. With money being a top Discord trigger for many couples, the ability to seamlessly manage finances with my wife has been a game changer. No extra costs, just shared goals and clarity. But Monarch isn't just about managing your current finances, it's about building your future. Saving for that dream house, your wedding, or a once-in-a-lifetime vacation becomes not just a possibility, but a reality with Monarch's intuitive tools. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal held it as the best app for savings growth. Monarch Money represents the next evolution in personal finance apps. It's an ad-free haven where your experience is the priority, constantly refined based on real user feedback. It's everything we've been asking for: intuitive, powerful, and relentlessly focused on user satisfaction. Now, for a bit more practicality, Monarch makes transitioning from Mint a breeze, ensuring you can bring all your tags and categories with you. Its intuitive design, customization options, and commitment to privacy and an ad-free experience make it stand out in the sea of competitors. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/leisure. That's MONARCHMONEY.com/leisure for your extended 30-day free trial. Ernest, what's up? Y'all know I'm big on doing your research, sharing your research, and giving credit to where you found the research. But I always get asked the same question. Where do I start with the research? And the answer is easy. It's our sponsor, Yahoo Finance. Whether I'm tracking the daily movement of my favorite companies, doing technical analysis with their easy-to-use charting platform, or checking balance sheets, Yahoo Finance makes something very complex simplified. For more than 25 years, Yahoo Finance has been the brand behind every great investor. Whether you're a seasoned investor or you're looking for extra guidance, Yahoo Finance gives you all the tools and data you need in one place. They're the number one finance destination, producing a holistic look at the financial news cycle, including breaking news, original editorial perspectives, analyst ratings, independent research, customizable charts, and so much more. You could actually securely link your brokerage accounts for a unified view of your wealth, including your 401k and other investments. A comprehensive perspective is what sets apart great investors. And it's how Yahoo Finance ensures you have the insight to look at your wealth in its entirety. With a community of over 90 million users each month, the real strength is helping you on your way to financial success. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit the brand behind every great investor, yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination. That's yahoofinance.com. You heard me, yahoofinance.com. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. I use it. You should go over there and start using it now. So how did you even get to the point where you're even allowed to do government contracting? Because it's not like anybody off the street can just like, oh, I'm going to do this tomorrow.
So yeah, it ain't that fast. Let's give it a thousand, right? It ain't that fast. Yeah. But remember, it took me 3 years to get a government, my first one. I was to the point where I didn't even know what an LLC was. Like I was that like, far removed from business, from strategies. That's why the community appreciates y'all, because y'all appreciate giving us that type of information very, very quickly, right? And obviously we're in 2023, you can find out anything right now. But back then, I didn't even know what an LLC was. I didn't know a lot of things, and I had to do a lot of research and digging. I'm all self-taught. So I had to find out what the LLC was first, formulate that. Then I had to go into the database sam.gov and register my company. Mm. So that all took a while. That was a whole learning curve for me. I mean, I'm a dude, I don't even like to read. Still to this day, I don't like to read. I don't got no patience. So I like things just as quick as the next person, but I had to have patience to teach myself exactly how to be a viable vendor for the federal government.
Yeah, so that acronym, I looked it up. So SAM, System for Award Management. So you got to apply for that.
You do.
How long does that process take?
It take like 2 or 3 weeks.
2 or 3 weeks. And then after you do that, you receive a UEI, Entity Identifier?
Yes, sir.
What's that?
So that's just saying your business social security number to the federal government.
Okay.
So you got that, you got the UEI, and then you got a CAGE code, a C-A-G-E code, right? The CAGE code is the same thing. It's two company identifiers that let the federal government know on all levels that you're a viable approved vendor to do business and bid on government contracts.
So what? All right. So the first one is the grease trap. What's the next contract?
Oh man, clothes, dry cleaning. $7,000 a month profit for just dry cleaning clothes. For clothes, I never seen, or I don't have a dry cleaning company or nothing like that, right? So the government dry cleans your clothes, bed sheets, uniforms, etc. But somebody has to do that, right? So they created a solicitation, which is what companies like mine bid on, and I won a contract.
That's for like just government workers. I got to get their clothes cleaned.
Yeah, uniforms and stuff like that. They provide that service for free for people in the military.
Okay.
So, all right. So a few things. So how are you, like, so you're just going on a database and just seeing randomly, okay, I need this.
Yeah.
And then you find a dry cleaner, or you already have a dry cleaner and you're looking for a dry cleaner?
Nah, so I do it the other way, like you said. I'm going to look for what the request is first. It's too hard to say, all right, y'all got a lawn care business. Let me look for contracts for y'all. That's putting me in a box. Mm-hmm. That's making me say, okay, I only need to concentrate on looking for lawn care companies because I got to look for a contract for this company. I'm in a box that way. But if I look at all the requests for proposals or the solicitations that the government's saying, we need these services, I can pick and choose at my leisure. Be like, all right, I like this, and then I can go find the companies. To find the companies is the easier part than to find something in a niche that you can only do or your company can only do. Mm-hmm. I'm not finding niches. I'm finding what the request is, and then I go get the company.
So so let's take this by example, this dry cleaning situation. You went on the website. What's the website called again?
Sam.gov. So SAM.gov.
You went on that website and you saw something that was interesting. What made that stick up to you?
Because it's a service, right? I'm building residual income from the biggest purchaser in the world, the federal government, right? Mm-hmm. It ain't going nowhere. That's really recession-proof. That's really talks of financial literacy because they ain't going nowhere. When I see that it's a service and it's due every month for the next 4 or 5 years, guess what? I'm chilling. I ain't hunting. The name of the game is to get a business where you can remove yourself from and you don't have to hunt every single day for it. So that's appealing to me, and I recognize that because that's kind of like the street game too, a little bit.
So you saw that. The next thing you say, okay, I want to find, what made you pick? Because even picking a business is important because you don't want to pick a business that doesn't do a good job.
That's true.
So how did you find a business and how did you have that conversation with the owner? Like, how was that process?
That was difficult. I mean, because where I came from in terms of learning business and learning certain conversations to navigate, that was kind of difficult. But when I told the owner, hey, I'm already doing a contract at that facility, that make it more easier. Now, if people don't have that to their name, then they can just navigate the conversation and say, can you do this job? Oh, you can? You're going to be doing it for X amount of pounds per month. And that looks good to a struggling business or a small business. Because I only call small businesses that I know need work.
Or like that you use personally.
Well, no, not because I don't want to use them personally because I need them to look at me as a boss. Right. If I go to somebody that hasn't looked at me in that light and I say, hey, I need you to do this work. Now the conversation is difficult because I got to create the hierarchy versus when I don't know you. I've already created a hierarchy when I get on that phone. So they already know I'm a businessman or a boss or whatever I choose to be when I first get on the phone.
The grease trap took you 3 years. Right.
Yeah.
Then you got that. Then obviously the laundry business service. So inside of that, you're competing against other people.
For sure.
You're not the only one that's trying to get this contract.
Yeah.
So How many people are you going up against, and what separated you to say, the government to say, like, all right, this is who we're going with?
Yeah, so I don't know the answer to that. Like, that's my number one rule. If I don't know, I don't know. I don't know how many people I've been in against, but I don't care.
Right.
The thing that separates me from others, I don't know that either, but I do know I'm more phone heavy than email. Most people think networking is going to a conference, a government contracting conference, and speaking to somebody that works for the DOD. To me, that's not networking. I proved that, right? So if their phone numbers and things of that nature listed on these solicitations, I'm picking up the phone. I'm going to make sure that I'm memorable to this individual that picked up the phone. So now when my proposal come across, that was that dude. That was him. That's that company. Because I don't know how old y'all are, right? This is how old I am. I could write on a paper application. I could get an application, fill it out, and I don't give it back to the person that give it to me. I say, hey, can I speak to the hiring manager? When I give my paper application to the hiring manager, guess what? I just put a face to the name that fast. I gave myself my own interview that quickly. And I do that, and I continue to do that with the federal government. I give myself my own interview. Hey, this is who I am. This is what I got going on. This is my proposal that I'm going to submit in the next 2 or 3 days. And then I call back and I follow up. So although I can't answer how I was separated, but I think that's a big separator. I just pick up the phone.
So, and then also, your company is like, let's say like white services, professional services, right? Mm-hmm. With its broad range, it's like a middleman company.
Yep.
So it doesn't specialize in any one thing. It right. does a variety of different things.
Right.
But you can't, so being that is the case, I guess you can't qualify for the NWBE, right? The minority business.
So I can, because any certifications isn't based off contracts. It's based off of who is in that company. Case in point, if I want to get a veteran-owned certification, somebody in my company would need to be a veteran. If I wanted to get a woman-owned certification, somebody in that company needs to be a woman and control 51%. So it's not about what type of contracts you get. It's who is in your company that allows you to qualify for those certifications, not the contract.
Do you have the WNW?
Nah, I don't need them.
You don't think it's necessary?
No, it's not. So you don't win. You don't get awarded contracts from certifications. Certifications do not help you win. Mm-hmm. They just help you go over here to this pool where the government is mandated to give you the money over here in this smaller pool. But guess what? When you're in that smaller pool, you still got to do what? You still got to bid. So if you don't know the bidding process and you got this shiny sticker to go over here in VIP, but you still don't know how to bid, if I get this certification, I come over here, they dead. Because they don't know the bidding process. That's why a lot of people don't do government contracting the right way. They think to start the business, you got to be in business for 2 years, get all these certifications, but they miss the best piece, bidding and understanding what those price points look like and how to submit proposals. So now you got your certification, and you've been over here in this pool for 2-3 years and haven't won a contract. I don't know how many people I've talked to hurry up and run out and got their certifications. They ain't never won a contract in their life. So is it necessary? No. Should you get it if you can qualify for it? Yeah, but you got to understand how to leverage it when the timing is right.